Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
It's gone from the improbable to the impossible. This is Archansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. Carolina was an underdog Monday night at Notre Dame, a tough place to play against a team that had been trending upward. The Tar Heels lost all right, but did it in a way that makes you think somebody up there doesn't like them. With Brandon Robinson back in the lineup, they looked for 32 minutes like the team they've wanted to be all along, and one that would become a very tough out down the stretch. Then it happened again, blowing a double-digit lead in the second half for the fifth time this season and lost by a sixth buzzer beater in the last 5 weeks. This sixth straight defeat, UNC's first such streak since 2002, came with a slightly different version of heartbreak from other last-second losses. But the pain was no less palpable. This time it wasn't the three ball, which Carolina shot 20 times and made 8, or from the free throw line, sinking 12 of 14. Three players scored double figures and two had 10 rebounds. But it was similar to the Duke debacle because everything that had to go wrong to lose did. Leading by 15 points with 8.5 minutes left, still 9 with 4:33 showing, and 5 with 90 seconds remaining, Carolina combined good plays and big shots with bad mistakes and again did not get the right bounce of the ball, needed rebound, or call from the officials. It allowed the thoroughly outplayed Irish to win on a second-chance three-pointer with 2.4 seconds on the clock. Cole Anthony played one of his best floor games in college, made two big free throws, a tough turnaround, and a clutch three-pointer in the waning minutes. But he fired an air ball on UNC's last real possession, which along with another missed call by the refs, gave the ball back to Notre Dame for the winner. Robinson, a welcome sight, made a three-pointer to provide the last nine-point lead, then followed with a turnover and foul that stopped the clock and sent the Irish to the line. Carolina couldn't get the ball to Garrison Brooks, 22 points over the last 8 minutes. Amanda Baycott turned it over on an obvious illegal screen, and the bigs, who out-rebounded Notre Dame by 16 boards, could not grab the crucial rebound. As a result, Carolina fell further into the abyss. This is Archansky. See ya.